Morning world, how are we doing today? Well, Buddy's back and ready to be a game changer. Just call me Bombshell Betty. I've done a lot of work on myself lately, and I've decided that I can't actually go for a music career if I don't have any music out there. And well, so I started recording myself and to actual beats and just freestyling it and giving it a chance. So here it is. I have an actual song. It's 4 minutes long. It is me freestyling off the top of my head about some stuff. I mean, I have some stuff written down, but basically once I get started, I can't read as fast as I want to talk. So I go from there. I improvise, I guess. I'm really starting to work on that. I really think that this is my divine purpose in life, is to break the message out about sex trafficking and human trafficking, and how nothing's being done about it. How it is just nothing is being done for this. Absolutely fucking horrifying. They have every man, all the manpower out there trying to get drugs off the streets because they have a war on drugs. But you don't do a damn thing to get people that are slaves back home. Sex slaves. Sexual slaves. That's even the worst part. Not only is there, they're just like, you know, it's not like that cotton picking bullshit that they used to do. No, this is like physical intimacy sex slaves. That is the only thing that they're there for. They are bought and sold. It's modern day slavery. All it may have been abolished in 1863, but it was just abolished just means to make it illegal. Just like they abolished drugs. But yet I can go pick up an ounce real quick if I need to. Does that mean I can go pick up a slave too? I don't want one. I would never do that. I think it's inhumane. Been there, done that. When I was little, I was never trafficked, so don't think that I was, but I was abused with sexual abuse when I was 5 to 9, and well, you know, that shit changes you. The things that I had to do, I'm guessing that it's, from what I've done my research, it's just like sex trafficking. Basically, I was put in that shoes, only it wasn't every single day for me. Luckily, it was only every other weekend. And even luckily, I shouldn't say luckily, because I wasn't lucky for that. But it did make me a stronger person. And it made me be able to stand here and talk about it with y'all. I'm not afraid to get graphic. I'm not afraid to actually manifest this fucking country and let you guys know what the fuck is going on behind closed doors. Someone's got to stand up and say it. Someone's got to make it not taboo. Someone's got to do something. Because this bullshit that we're dealing with, I can't. I refuse. Especially when I have asked the police officers in my jurisdiction around Appleton, both APD and Metro, at different times. I asked them, like, so can I talk to you guys about what your protocol is for human trafficking or sex trafficking? Where does it go from you guys? What do you guys, like, how do you guys even do about that? He couldn't answer me anything. He didn't even know that it went from city to county to state to federal. He didn't even know where to hand the paperwork off to after their jurisdiction. That's how much lack of training that these police officers that are here to serve and protect us have about some real fucking issues that are actually fucking happening in the world. They have no control over it. And they're doing nothing to stop it. And I want that to be fucking known. And I want to, you know, I want to spread this message. I feel like it needs to be done. Someone's got to stand up and say it. And I guess I just have to be that one. So bear with me. My music is going to be coming through quite easily. I'm probably going to put it on here a lot, some of my newer beats, and just see how it goes. I'm nervous and excited, but I will thrive from this. I would love feedback. So if you guys are on Spotify, I usually ask questions. Please respond. I love your feedback. I just give me a heads up on how you think I'm doing, if I could do better, if I suck. Like, just tell me. I would love to actually interact with some of y'all. It's really funny that it escalated to this, because, you know, when I was starting out battling my demons, I was trying to teach myself how to rap and rhyme, and it just whirled into this whole bigger picture that I never saw coming. But it was always about music, so don't forget that. I still am going to do some of my battles and my demons. I just I don't have mediation until the end of the month, so until then I won't be posting any of me battling my demons, just because I don't want any confusion about my mental stability like there was before. Because I guess I am very mentally stable. I probably have been the best mental stability state that I have been in the last 10 years. And that's real talk. I'm better today than I was yesterday, and I'll be better tomorrow than I was today. Okay, world. Well, I'm going to jump off this. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Spread love and positivity. And don't forget, # break the silence. Be the wave. Bring that change. It's my 3 B's all day. Make that shit grow. Because our taboo in 2022 is ridiculous. It needs to go. Let's make it the new norm to talk about issues that people are normally hush-hush on. You know, that we don't talk about Bruno shit. Well, we don't talk about taboo shit. It's kind of how it goes. Let's make them talk about it. Let's make it be known. This is my goal, and I won't stop or back down or quit fighting until I'm finally heard. Much love to y'all. Have a wonderful day. This whole time I had my microphone off and it didn't. That's why it wasn't recording. Shit. Here we go. Bounce your buddy on the track. Oh my god. Are you ready for this shit? I don't know. Hold me back. Here I go. Here's my flow. Fuck your feelings today. Fuck your feelings tomorrow. Here's what I got to say. Shoebox is heavy. Lift that lid. Can't lift my fucking lid, it's too heavy for you. Bitch, please. Who the fuck do you think you are? I'm fucking stronger than you, that's for sure. Cause I can lift my shoebox and the lid too. But you can't even lift that lid cause it's too heavy for you. That means I've been through some shit, I'm battered and bruised, broken and used. Here I go. I can't do it no more. I gotta stand up and tell you all about this fucking shit. Today, tomorrow, yesterday, forever. When's it gonna change? No one's gonna change it, cause the media doesn't even say. It's swept under the rug, then look the other way. Don't you realize that issues are taboo in 20 fucking 2? No, not today. Here today, I'm gonna stand tall and speak the fucking truth. I'm gonna say sex trafficking is just modern day slavery. How do you feel about that? But there's no war on that. There's war on drugs for substance and chemicals. Who the fuck needs that? Let the addicts have it. They're not hurting anyone but themselves. Why is it illegal? Oh, because it fills our prisons too. And it's just something that you guys can do. Oh, wait. So you don't have to look for the kids that are fucking down slaves and having to suck dick and get fucked literally day after day. That's what's happening when they go missing. Sex trafficking is a hell of a lot different than human trafficking. But they don't want to talk. talk about that because it has the worst sex in it. So let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about how you would handle this situation if it came to be. Would you be able to deal with it? Do you even know a protocol? How to spot it, how to change it, how to fix it, how to stop it? How not to get in that situation? No, because there's no one talking about it. Duh. No one knows about this shit. No one talks about it. I've even asked the fucking police in my town, two different jurisdictions, on how to handle a sex trafficking situation. They failed. They couldn't even tell me where it goes after it leaves their hands. Like, really? Don't you know it goes city to county to state to federal? And by the time you even get to state, you're fucking three states away sucking dick and getting fucked. That's the true statement. It's sexual slavery. That's what sex trafficking is. And no one's doing anything about it. Not even to stop it. They don't give a fuck. They want those drugs. So they're gonna go find and get more task force for drugs than they need for sex trafficking. How fucked up is that? That is our world we are living in. That is the USA today. That's some fucking bullshit right there. Let me tell you, I do not play. I will stand up and stand tall, and I will stand my fucking ground, so don't fucking play with me. I won't back down. I am coming at y'all with my hands up, throwing fucking fire, coming out of the gates with some real ass shit that needs to fucking change. Don't play with me. I'll show you how the game is gonna be played. Betty 3B Black on this track, and that's all I got for today. My stepmom mentally abused me for 25 years, and I'm still now just getting healed. And that's the truth. Hey world, so I got another song on here, song number 3. And just to let you know, I had recorded the me spitting my shit a cappella, and then I added the background music, so if it doesn't really match up, I'm sorry. I did the best I could. I didn't know I couldn't add a beat after I recorded. So let me know. Like I said, Spotify, answer those questions, please. I'd love to hear back from you guys and know how my beats sound, how my flow sounds, how I sound in general. Much love. Betty Bombshell. Wait, I'm a bombshell who's a beauty and a beast and a fucking black sheep. Not to mention a boss and a beast. Or a bitch. Yeah, boss, beast, bitch. That sounds about right. Oh, shit, I'm just 5Bs. Betty 3 Black sitting on this track. Guess what, bitches? You don't know. You don't want to play with me. You don't want to know. You don't want to live in this game. Do you? No. Guess what? I know how pain changes everything. Pain changes the game. It makes you stronger. It makes you weaker. It makes you fucking into a helpless little creature. That creature inside me lives, though. And guess what? It turned into a fucking beast. And now I got a leash on it. But I can let that go in any fucking given moment, so don't fucking tempt me, bitches. I finally got a leash on this beast. But here it comes. It's spitting through me. It's gonna fucking flow. It's gonna fucking go. Guess what, bitch? You don't know shit. You don't know shit about shit. Especially real issues in this motherfucking world. You wanna talk about stupid fucking shit on the news? Well, where's the real news on the human trafficking? Where's the real news about people going missing? Where's the real news about sex trafficking? That's what I want to know. Where's the fucking war on that? We got a war on drugs that ain't shit. Guess what, bitch? That is for cotton picking lily shit. You don't know. You wouldn't think there's modern day slavery, but there is. Because they don't talk about it now. They just changed the name and kept it quiet. Because remember, it was abolished in 1863. Well, there were drugs. I don't know what year they were, but they're pretty sure they're abolished and illegal. That's what abolishment means. It's illegal. So I can go pick up a dog's dope. But I can also go pick up a fucking slave if I really need to. And heaven forbid, I don't even know where to go. Don't ask me no questions. If I know, then it'd be a whole situation. I'd be teaching the fucking police how to do their job times 3 again. So sick of that game. I've done that time and time again. But that's a different song and that's a different game. I literally, if I knew where to get a slave while that slave meant I'd be freed, I would buy them back just to free them. And that's maybe what we're going to end up having to do in the long run. And it's sad and it's sick and it's twisted, but it's the truth. They're sex slaves. Day in and day out, they're getting fucking sucked. Fucked, sucked, and plucked. All day long. Fucked, literally. But these task force on our streets are looking for a chemical substance they can't fucking feel. Let the fucking addicts have them. Let them fucking get high as fuck. They ain't hurting no one but their motherfucking selves. Who fucking cares? They aren't doing anything. Why ban a substance and a drug? Oh, because it revenues money and this and that, so they can make, well, our government's fucked already. China pretty much owns us. How about we have a war on getting these motherfucking kids back in with their families instead of getting fucked day in and day out, literally. That's what I'm talking about. These kids, they are going through the most prominent pain. I know because I felt it. 5 to 9, I'm not talking about hours, I'm talking about years, bitch. I paid my dues, I stayed in those trenches. It wasn't every day, but it was every other weekend. Good enough. And then on top of it, you got my mental abuse. And then it got bullying too. I had a fucked up childhood. You don't want to fuck with me. You don't want to go with me. I will rock you to the motherfucking streets. But I am not a victim. I am a fucking survivor. And I've been doing it since I was 5. So I'm a boss ass bitch in the end that came out alive. So now I'm going to help a few more hopefully get saved by breaking this silence, bringing that wave, and being the fucking change. It's my time today. Hashtag that shit. Make it grow. Make this shit known. It's over. It's not taboo in 2022. I'm making it the new norm. Because our media won't. Well, no, maybe my music will do. I will share the shit out of this until my message gets played. I hope you share it too. Because this message needs to be replayed. Thank you.